It's time for Damn Good Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Claymall. From corporate executive to CEO to entrepreneur and the founder of Damn Good Marketing Live. This podcast is all about digital marketing, building a business you love, and creating a brand that's authentic to who you are. So if you're ready for honest, raw marketing conversations that you will not find anywhere else, let's freaking get it. Welcome back to Damn Good Marketing Podcast. We have a fun episode today. My friend Caroline is going to interview me on all things. Actually, I have no idea. I just told her to figure it out and we're just going to have a great conversation. So thanks for agreeing to this last minute.
Yeah, always. All things marketing, DGML, everything you're good at. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. My heart's racing. You
toot your own horn today.
Okay, let's go.
All right. So let's talk about like establishing authority. Because that's a big thing for you, like being authentic and authoritative, like it's a big Shelby thing. So What would you say is one of the biggest mistakes that business owners make when it comes to marketing?
I would say, especially with like the authoritative aspect of it, is not being willing to like show up as a human being, put your face on camera, talk about what you do, what makes you different. Because in reality, if you just talk about the services and products that you offer, I'm going to like giggle at you. Products that you offer. This is so awkward. We're not going to cut any of this because this is real and this is how I tell people to be. But truly, if you want to stand out in your industry, if you want to be an industry expert, you have to put your face on camera. And I remember, you know, it's weird because Jonah's actually in the room right now somewhere, but I remember when we first did this, when I first moved to Covington, we sat around a table and we just had conversations with each other and we acted like the microphone in front of me was plugged in and we would film our own selves and we posted it online and people were like, holy crap, we love this content of you. Because one, it makes you stand out. It makes you different. It makes people understand what you do, the knowledge you have, the experience that you have in the industry. And it just sets you apart from your competitors. And I truly think that if you want to set yourself apart on a platform that has so much noise and so many people that do what you do in every single industry, you have to put someone's face, if not yours, in front of a camera and talk about the difference that you make in your business for the product or service that you have to offer.
Agree, because yes, other people can do what you do, but they can't be you and how you do it. Right. So like you showing that, I agree with what you're saying, because like you showing you as a person, no one can replicate that.
No.
And people don't understand.
No, and it comes down to the fact that like people are like, well, there's already too many people in the industry that do that, or this market is too saturated. Okay, cool. Do you know how many social media managers there are? There's a million. Do you know how many, like every single industry is oversaturated. You didn't invent something new.
Right.
You are the only difference. And if you're not willing to put yourself out there and tell people why you are different, like your values, your missions, your non-negotiables, what have you experienced, your losses, your failures, your successes, how did you overcome certain things? That's what builds that trust and relatability. And that's what makes you an authority in your industry.
Agreed. And like to piggyback off of that, something you always say is organic social media isn't dead. It's the lazy people that think that it is dead.
Yes.
Let's talk about the fact that like, we said this yesterday. People literally think you can be on organic social media for 3 weeks and then bam, you're just going to blow up. Like, and they don't give it time.
They don't give it time. And as we dissected, actually, the Fussell. So Caroline is the marketing director for the Fussell Group. It's an insurance agency for Medicare and Medicaid. So
shout out.
Literally dissected your marketing yesterday.
And not just Medicare and Medicaid.
Right. All the things.
All health insurance.
There we go. Plug.
Hit us up.
Okay. And small business insurance.
Yes.
Where we dissected everything that we realized that y'all started really brand awareness in 2022. Then in 2023. And then we went really ham in 2024. And now this year we can strategically do it, but y'all didn't give up. And the thing is, that's where you see the needle move, is when you do it consistently. And I always say this loud and proud. We're about to start running ads because I'm ready to hit different markets than I have. But I've been doing this consistently for 4 years and never have spent a dollar on ad spend, any type of advertising, anything. It's all been organic social media, showing up when I want to, showing up when I don't want to, and like setting the industry standard of how I'm authoritative and talk about my failures, talk about my successes. Like I am not shy of like being an open book and telling my followers or my consumers or my community exactly what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, and bringing them along for the journey. And I think that organic social media has such a bad rap because people live in such an instantaneous world where they want instant results, and ads don't get that either. Yeah. And so unless you put in the actual work, and so organic social media is just that. That's where you build loyal base community that's going to always use you no matter what, because they get to see the real you versus paid ads, which is totally fine. But if you don't have an organic base, then paid ads are completely pointless. And so it really goes back to marketing 101 and not being freaking lazy and understanding that it takes effort and time. Think about back when print was something huge or TV was something huge or radio. Yes, your demographic might still hit that right now in this day and time. But back then you didn't question every single thing and everything that you paid for. When right. we now have a marketing medium that's free.
Right.
Unless you pay for a membership or you pay for an agency or you pay whatever, it is free. You literally can post and talk about what you do.
Well, and I think that's where like the frustration comes in, even as like a marketing director for an insurance agency, not being like an actual marketing agency.
Right.
I get frustrated because I'm like, okay, you're willing to pay for postcards. You're willing to pay for commercials. You're willing to pay for these things, but you're not willing to just put the work in on something that's free.
Right.
Like, just give it time.
Yes.
People are very entitled and very like, I want it and I want it now.
Right. And if they don't see, and a lot of times is this, if social media, if you are doing it for 3 months, 6 months, a year, and you're still not seeing the needle move, it's because you're not strategically doing it right. You're throwing shit at a wall and hoping it sticks, and it's not going to stick if you don't understand what is your values, what are your missions, what are your non-negotiables, what are the problems that you're solving for your consumer, what are you giving them ease with that they're looking for. They're looking for convenience, they're looking for ease, they're looking for you as the person in your industry to solve that problem that they deal with. So are you showcasing that? Are you showing up as a human being? Are you being relatable? Are you building trust? If you're not doing anything like that, then hang it up, because organic social media is dead to you at that point.
Exactly.
But if you do it correctly, then it's not. Like, hell, I've built a thriving business on just organic social media. And so I think that when people say organic social media is dead, I almost kind of want to throat punch them.
Well, I have something really weird that just popped into my head, and okay, you're probably going to laugh at me, but you know what this makes me think of?
What?
Okay.
Can't wait.
If you have a piece of meat, for instance, like steak, okay? If you have a piece of steak, and it's literally wait. Like... I'm kind of scared. I've been on a steak kick lately.
Okay, go.
If you have like the... Can I curse on here?
Yes.
If you have like the shittiest piece of steak ever, and you put all the good seasonings on top of it, it's still going to be a shitty piece of steak.
Right.
It's still going to be tough. It's not going to taste good because you're going to be chewing it for hours. And then the taste is going to go out, and then you're just chewing a piece of meat and you can't swallow it. Yes. And you're going to have to spit it out. Anyways, that is literally what I think of when I think of marketing. People want to put all the good seasoning on it, like paid ads, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But their actual piece of meat, their organic, their authentic themselves, their brand is shit because they haven't
put in the work.
Done anything.
Yeah.
So like you're pouring onto something that is going to be shitty anyways.
Right. I think it's just.
Do you get what?
Yes.
Do you
I understand. Do you exactly like what my you're steak saying. I like your
comparison.
Yes. Okay. Yes. It literally puts it into perspective because like you can't. The thing with organic social media is like people might say like, I don't want to hire an agency or I don't want to hire an editor. I feel like I could do it easy, easy, easy. But if you have no strategy behind it and you're just posting talking heads or you're just posting graphics or you're just posting carousels because we told you to do it, but there's no substance to it, you're going to end up throwing away the time that you put into it.
Right.
Because it's not going to work for you. Just exactly. Like you would the steak.
Exactly. You're just going to go eat a chicken pot pie. All right, let's talk about the fact that you've literally helped over 250 businesses increase brand awareness and conversions. What's the number one thing you wish every entrepreneur understood about marketing?
That do not cut it first. Like, you need it. You actually need marketing. It's one of the most essential things that you need in your business, whether you hire it out, whether you bootstrap it, whether you hire someone in-house. Whatever the case is, if you don't talk about your product or service that you have to offer, who the hell will know about the product or service that you have to offer?
Yeah.
And guess what? Your competitor is going to do it. So either get off your high horse and rip the Band-Aid off and literally invest in your business. Because when you start investing in your business, you will move the needle. And when you move the needle, you'll be like, holy shit, why didn't I do this sooner? Marketing, like, it really does aggravate me so much to my core, if you can't tell. It fires me up just a little bit. Because people think that even when I was in oil and gas, that was the first thing they didn't want to invest in. That's the first thing that they cut. Literally, they used to tell me I wasn't good at marketing. I was their receptionist at some point. I was a data entry clerk at some point. And now look at me. Kudos.
Toot toot.
It's just the fact that even oil and gas needs marketing. Like everything. Don't come at me and say you have a great referral base. Don't come at me and say, you know, you don't need it because your industry doesn't need it. No, you need marketing because you want to be top of mind a consumer when it's time for them to buy. Exactly. There is one day where they're going to need your services and then maybe they want to get on your wait list, or maybe they know someone that needs your services, or maybe God forbid your referral list goes away and you're like, holy shit, I should have been advertising my business and you didn't. And so I think that what I love, my favorite people are to work with are the people that trust us, that we know what we're doing, that it takes time, that it takes energy, and that it takes effort, and that it's a partnership between all of us and not just us doing right. things for them to move the needle.
Right.
It is trial and error. Like, some of the posts are going to suck and they're going to fail, but it's our job to pivot and it's our job to implement the things that are working online in your content. For example, we have a client in Baton Rouge. It's pediatric dentist, and she is absolutely phenomenal because everything I tell her, I'm like, okay, this might make you uncomfortable, but I think you should do this. We have been doing a specific strategy for her for the last 3 months, and her analytics are through the roof. I got a text message at 9:30 one night saying, hey, I just gave somebody your phone number because people are talking and they're asking me who does our social media. Like, those clients that trust us, that they know they need marketing, that they trust every single scenario that we give them, whether it's a carousel, whether it's a talking head, whether it's a day in the life, whether it's as simple as them folding laundry and them giving us a tip of what they did that day, even though it has nothing to do with her as a pediatric dentist, like in there you see patients or whatever, it works. And if you don't hire someone that knows what they're doing, it's going to flop.
Right.
We had this conversation yesterday that
yes,
it doesn't matter. Like, I can tell, and I tell people this, you can copy every single post I do. Obviously, maybe not word for word, but you can copy it to the sense of like the framework, the format, the copy, make it your own. But you will never be ahead of the game because you're always one step behind because you're following what I'm doing.
Right.
You need to hire someone or have someone in your corner that tells you, this is what we're seeing. These are the trends that are happening. This right is what now. Is coming right now. And this mm-hmm. is what you need to be doing right now. And there's a lot of people that think that they should be a mentor. They think that they should do X, Y, Z because it worked for them. And that's not the same thing for everybody. You cannot be a mentor just because it worked for your account.
Right.
You need to be a mentor when you've done multiple accounts, like the 250 plus people that we've helped, because we see different scenarios. We see different industries. We see what works better because not everybody's going to digest video like my consumers. Not everybody's going to digest carousels like maybe your consumers, or maybe they want a static post and it's a lot of words because they are a reader versus mm-hmm. they don't want to watch a video. So it's just like, it's so much that goes into strategic planning and marketing that when you cut that first, you're doing yourself a huge disservice. Maybe sit down with someone like we did yesterday, look at your entire overall budget and say, like, where do I need to spend money? Do not cut it all at one time. If you have to reduce it, that's fine. Hire right. people to allow you to understand how you can stretch that money to work for you.
Yes, I agree. Because sitting down and looking at your marketing strategy, it really shows you, especially when you go back 5 years like we did. Like, the growth that we saw was eye-opening. You don't realize how much you've grown until you look at it.
Yes.
And my mom has literally always said since I was a kid, you have to spend money to make money.
You have to spend money to make money.
And it's stuck in my head forever. My dad's a penny pincher. My mom's like, you have to spend money to make money. Look where she is.
Right?
You know? And like, I get my dad's point of view of like,
but spend money to make money means like, like choices that are investing within your business.
Exactly.
Yes.
Not let's go to the store and spend money. Like yes. spending money in your business to make your business profitable.
Yes.
And like, that is marketing.
Yes.
And that's where people always cut first. Right. And it makes zero sense.
Zero sense. And like yesterday when we were looking at, God, I'm so glad we did the thing yesterday because it helps us with a bunch of scenarios. But even in looking at like 2023 for y'all's business, where truly it was a year of brand awareness. Mm-hmm. We were like, well, I wasn't there yet with y'all, but I'm just going to say this. Y'all were like, we do not care about the return right now. We actually, y'all probably just didn't know what it was at the point.
Right.
Y'all were literally just spending on TV. You did a little bit of digital, but it was all I am, we are. Like yep. literally ingraining it into their brain. So when in 2024 came, people started to know who you are. It was brand recognition. Now we just amplified it with digital and you amplified it with paid ads. That is where that makes sense.
Exactly.
And so understanding that some years will be a loss, some years will be a huge gain, some years will be break even. But in reality is this. How much are you putting your name out there and how much are people converting and how can you test it throughout the years of, okay, this worked or this was a complete fail and we spent 50 grand on this advertising campaign and it did nothing. So we right. know in the future that that's not going to work or that's not the medium that's going to actually attract our consumers. But you don't know that until you do trial and error.
And that's what I was going to say is like going back to last year, in 2023, we did a big rebrand, just kind of like pushing who we are, what we do, yep. so people would know. Last year was very like rogue. Threw money everywhere to that's see what would work.
It was like a rogue year.
Yeah.
Whitney called it an elevated year. I said that was a rogue.
That was definitely rogue. we threw noodles and see what would stick. And then this year, I think what's so exciting is like now we know how last year worked and what happened. And we can really strategically like fine tune the strategy And then like in 2026, when we do this again, it's just going to be amazing.
You have so much data at that point. So yes. Like I can go back, even in my business, I can go back and say, okay, what did I do in year one? Year one, I literally danced on the internet. And I did all the trends because, like, that's what the gurus were telling me. I was coming from corporate. I was like, I don't even know. But the funny thing is, like, in corporate, what I came back and implemented for corporate was my sales guys that were, we have 12 different locations. I was like, I need videos of you, camera facing. I want to know what you're doing today because it was COVID. This is our interaction.
Right.
And then I went into my business and I was like, let me go dance on the internet when that actually worked, but whatever. And my business was great. It got me to where I am. And it didn't. It took me a year and a half until I moved to Covington, until I sat down with Jonah and a group of our friends around to start building authoritative videos that then moved the needle. Okay, she is an expert. They are authority in what they do. We need to call them top of mind all the time. And we just constantly kept doing that because that is what the people and the consumer wanted to see. So over the years, I was able to say, I did this. It worked well, but it didn't work enough. This is what really kickstarted it. Now, what do I do next? And exactly. So if you let your marketing evolve, if you're patient and let your marketing evolve, you then have data points mm-hmm. of what you can do next and what you shouldn't do next. Right. And I think that that's where people get impatient. Like I'll have like 6 month contracts or like I only have a minimum of 6 months contracts. And I think that that's still a minimum, but people are scared to commit even longer. But like 6 months, you're barely scraping the surface when it comes to organic social media because you're building that brand awareness and the trust that people need to start having from you versus like conversion.
Right. And isn't it like they have to see you? It used to be 7 times. I feel like it went up.
I was going to say 7 times, but now the attention span is like 0.00 nothing.
Yeah.
And for them to see you or if they like move on. So like if your stuff's not catchy, if they haven't seen it a lot, you like my sister called me today and she's going to kill me for saying this, but whatever. It's my sister, who cares? And she's selling her cookbook right now. And she's like, I feel so bad getting on stories and talking about it again, or I feel like people check out. And I was like, mm-hmm. Kelsey, you're in a world now that you can't say, hey guys, how's your day? You need to be like, cookbook last day it's on sale. Like you should grab it. And then be like, hey guys, like it's been a rough day, but you have to have that hook immediately, even in your stories. Mm-hmm. So like you have to be able to catch their attention and you have to be in front of them over and over and over. I remember the first year of DGML. When it sold out, people were like, I didn't even know you were having a conference.
I had no idea.
I was like, truly, I posted 17, if Elena was still sitting in here, she'd vouch for this, but it was like 17 times a day, every single day until we sold out. And I was like, how does people not know? And it's great. That's a great case study that says like, just because you're sick of talking about it.
Doesn't mean everyone's seeing
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we've had clients say before, like, I feel like we've talked about this too much. We talked about this. I'm like, I understand that you think that, but ask anyone in the public, ask them certain key things about your business. And they might be able to say some, or the overarching thing, but they might say like, oh, I didn't know you did that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Social media is very like, I don't want to say it's spread thin, but like it is. You're not going to see everything, even all of your followers. You're not going to see everything that all of your followers post.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
Ever.
And honestly, I want everybody to feel like this is your permission to like be unapologetically salesy in a way. Like I had lunch the other day. It was a group of entrepreneurs. You obviously were there. And Caitlin beside us was like, now when I go in a room, I'm like, introduce myself. And she literally says, who do you know that needs to know me?
Exactly.
And I was like, ooh,
it's good.
That's bold. That's good. That's mm-hmm. refreshing because like I'm sick of the surface level bullshit. Like own what you're good at, own what you do and be like, who do you know that needs to know me? How can I help them? How can I provide them a service that they need? And just get me an introduction or I'll reach out, whatever. Be unapologetic about what you're doing and what you offer. Because otherwise,
yeah. They don't know.
Ain't nobody saving you.
Exactly.
You have to talk about your business if you want to sell it. And I think it's the most cringy thing ever. So like, this is me telling y'all, I'm giving you permission because I've got to do it. We all have to do it. We're in a world now that social media is oversaturated. Your industry is oversaturated. It's what type of marketing that you're doing to get you to stand out.
Yep.
Time is money. Are
what
you
makes
putting,
you different?
Yes. Are you putting yourself in a room? Are you investing in someone to make your content? Are you investing in going sit and batch your content? Like I'm psycho. I'm doing 8 podcasts today, but like, hey, time is money and I know I need it. But also, we're going to get so much content out of this.
Let's talk about that. So strategy, real talk, like people are always like, oh, I don't have time for social media. Don't have time. Don't have time. Uh-huh. Don't have time. So what is your go-to strategy when someone says that?
Well, it depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Number one,
let's hear spicy and then let's hear like
normal. Okay. So spicy would be like, do you like money? Do you like to be successful? Do you like your business to be known? Because you make time for things that you want, love, and need. And so if you don't make time for this and you think it's like on the back burner, then I don't have time for you because you're not going to make time for me to actually be successful in your business. Nice Shelby, that's professional, would probably tell them like, this is why you need to hire us. This is why we made a membership. That's $87. Like if you can't justify $87 and invest in your business to get known, that right there is like the small, like literally I went to an event the other day and they walked up and they were like, did you misspeak? Did you say you give us all this for $87? And I was like, no. And they're like, wow. Like you want to move the needle, get in a room or get in a group that will help you do it. If you don't have time, you have to hire an agency. Is it scary? Yes. We start at $19.50, 6 month commitment. That is non-negotiable, period, the end.
Yeah.
It's 6 months. I looked at someone dead in the face the other day and I was like, it's 6 months. It is 6 months. Let me get into your business for 6 months. And this is what's going to happen next. Either A, I'm going to teach you how to do it. I will do it for 6 months, get you like on the map. You have your brand awareness, standards set, all these things. You then hire someone to take our place in-house. We train them for 1 or 2 months to let them understand this is exactly what you need to do. Or you're going to love us so much that you're not going to want the overhead in-house, that you're going to continue to work with us because we do our job well and we do it right. And we take and that off.
An employee $19.50 a month is like
cheap.
Yeah.
You can't find that.
Right.
And so like, if you don't invest in your business, you can't expect to make money. And so the time thing I call bullshit because I don't find that there isn't a fix for that. You can hire an agency. You can hire in-house. You can get an intern. You can get quite literally anybody to help you because time is money. You should not be working in your business. You should be working on your business. So at those aspects of your business that you don't have time to do, what are you doing to amplify that?
Right.
Are you hiring someone? Or are you just sitting stagnant and praying to Jesus that he's going to bring somebody on your doorstep and call your phone and say, hey, I need your services? That's not how it happens these days.
What's that reel you sent me last night? And it's like, you stop being lazy.
You're
praying to the Lord, asking him to give you something, but he did. He gave you life. He gave you the knowledge that you need. He gave you the drive. Like, now go do it.
You can't expect for it to be given to you by just praying for it and hoping for that life or manifesting 7-figure months, whatever the bullshit is that is online.
It's entitlement.
He gave you this God-given talent. If you do nothing with it, then you're robbing him of it and you of it because he gave it to you for a reason. So like if you can't put in the work that is needed to actually move the needle for your business, take the chance, get over the fear of what other people think, understand that investing in your business is scary as hell and you could fail. But what is the worst case scenario? You fail. What is the worst case scenario? You're still alive and you're still chasing your dream and you learn, you can pivot, you can do X, Y, Z. Then, hey, do it.
Right.
It's not life or death. It is literally how bad do you want it? What is your why? And what's going to keep you going?
And this is getting like super raw. And this is just the type of person I am because I go deep. What I like to tell myself when I like try to let, when fear tries to take over, or I'm like, oh, like imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
The Lord gave me a life to be here, to be a mom, to be a wife, to be a daughter, to be a work in businesses, do all these things. I'm healthy.
Yeah.
I wake up every day. My child is healthy. My husband is healthy. My parents are healthy. How freaking lucky am I? And why would I not take a chance on doing something that's going to make my life better or make my business grow when he's already given me that?
Yeah.
Because there are people that wake up every single day. Their kids are in the hospital. Their parents have cancer. Their spouse is dying. Like our problems are like this big compared to some people's problems. And I have to remind myself of that because some days I'm like, oh my God, I haven't slept. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, da da da. Caroline, shut up.
I understand. That is something so valid. And it's like, it is so deep that sometimes we actually have to hear it because like, even just like moving your body, like literally just tell yourself like, thank God I can walk.
Exactly.
And I think that this is what I've allowed myself to do because mindset is everything. And social media I think has heightened mine. Like I will be the first to say like, I need a mindset coach. That's why I signed on with Jamie because in true form and reality, like I live my life on social media. I live my life consumed with social media. That is what I do for a living. So if I can't get in control of my mindset, I will not be successful.
Right.
What I've allowed myself to do though is say, okay, that was a hard day. I am tired as hell. I am whatever. And I can stay in that funk for like 30 seconds, 30 minutes, like whatever it is that I need for my body. And then I'm like, you got to get the hell over it. Like,
Thank you, God, for letting me be here and let me be healthy and happy and be able to be tired because of all that I'm able to do today.
Yes. And a lot of times when it comes to even marketing your business or getting on social media or showing up, the number one excuse that I hear is, okay, there's multiple. I don't know how to do it. Well, that's an easy fix. So you're confident. So basically you're okay with showing your face and hearing your voice and people seeing you. Like, you don't care about their opinions. So cool, we can fix that. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing else is like fear of what others will think, that I won't sound smart enough, that people are going to think I'm crazy. That is just you. First off, it's the devil in your brain. And right. Second, it's just you being your worst critic. Then you should celebrate yourself saying like, no, I do have these gifts to talk about. I do have this knowledge to talk about. I have this experience to talk about. And I do think that I will change the life of one person.
One person.
One.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's talk about going viral, because I feel like a lot of people, that's their goal in life, is just to go viral on social media. Mm-hmm. And if they don't go viral, they don't go viral, they're thinking that social media is not working.
Okay, so I've gone viral. It's fun. I'm not going to lie. I'll be the first to tell you it's fun as hell, okay? It's also like opens you up to a lot of things. Number one, vulnerability. So people are going to hate you. They're going to tell you mean things. Can your mindset handle it? Because you're dealing with the absolute public. You're not going viral based on just your consumer. You're going viral based on the public.
Right.
Meaning those people will probably never need your product or service ever. So one, you go viral, you get an influx of followers. I had a girlfriend that did this. We were at a retreat together at the beginning of last year. And she told me, she'll be like, my account blew up. I have like 15,000 followers. I had one post that went viral. And like after that, none of my content resonated with them. And I regret going viral, because that was just me dancing with one of my girlfriends. It had nothing to do with what I do or what that account is about. So really it screwed up my algorithm.
Right.
And so a lot of times people think virality, they think success, they think money, they think whatever, but that's not it. Virality is just that. It's emptiness. It could change your life overnight. It could. I had a client once, we were like, you need to get on TikTok. You need to get on TikTok. You need to get on TikTok. After 11 weeks of working with us, she let us get her on TikTok. She went viral overnight. I've never seen it happen like this. Viral overnight, booked out for 2 years. She was a live wedding painter, like did like the details of like the eyes. Like she was different.
Wow.
And booked an LA wedding, got a famous person, like all these things. I've seen that happen. It's one in a million. It can change your life. It can, with consistency and being good and the luck of the freaking draw. But if right. you go viral, most of the time you are going viral because what you did was probably relatable and it was almost not necessarily into the industry and the expertise that you have.
I have another comparison. You go want ahead. This one?
Yes.
It's not about me.
Okay.
It's like buying a lottery ticket.
I love your comparisons. Continue.
You can pour money your entire life into buying a lottery ticket, hoping that you're going to win, just like yes. you can put all of your energy into social media, hoping you're going to go viral, and you never do.
Exactly.
And I have good comparisons.
You do. I feel like you need to bring them to the table more often. Be like, hey, Caroline, give me a comparison so I can do this video.
It just online. Like brings you back to
but
real
it
life.
Puts it like honestly into perspective.
I know.
Because in reality is, okay, there's multiple things. What are you going viral for? Okay, if you own a local business, okay, let's put this into perspective. If you own, say, I don't know, a law firm, but you can only practice in Louisiana, what is the point of going viral outside of Louisiana unless you want to be an authoritative figure on a podcast and get hired to speak, get on stages and hired to speak, be a mentor to help build other law firms up? What is the goal there? You want to go viral locally so then you can expand your reach there. So that right. virality is completely different. Unless you are an influencer, then yes, you might want to go viral because brands work with you with the more engagement you have, the more followers you have. Like that makes sense.
Right.
But you have to ask yourself, look yourself in the mirror and say, am I a small business that only allows, I mean, that only is capable of providing a service or product to these people? Or am I someone that can provide a service or product to literally the entire world? That is the mindset you have. Not all virality is bad, but majority of it is not going to benefit you in the way that you actually think it will.
Right.
Boom.
I have to tell myself that too, because I'm like, man.
Well, you're going the influencer route, so it makes sense. But
yeah, but still, if I went viral, it doesn't mean like everybody that sees me and likes my post is going to like all the rest of them that I'm posting in the future.
No, and they might not buy from you. They might just like your cute
and
baby.
They literally could unfollow me 2 days later.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, talking about personal brand, it's my favorite.
Okay. I'm scared.
Okay. How would you influence someone influence is the right word. How would you get someone to start building their personal brand, AKA my mom?
Yes.
When she's like
I don't know what to say. I have nothing to say. Personal mm-hmm. brand, what? Mm-hmm. How? Mm-hmm. All I know how to do is talk about my business.
Oh my God, this actually makes me really excited. So personal brand, so there's two things. I'm going to speak at this women's event this Monday coming up. And we were on the phone yesterday and she was like, personal branding. I was like, there's two ways to do this. Number one, if you are not building a personal brand for certain goals, and I'll get there, then you shouldn't take the advice I'm about to give Caroline for her mom, Tyler. If you, there's another avenue of it is humanizing your brand online. So whether you have a brick and mortar, whether you are a small business owner, whatever it is that you do right now, and you don't want to be a personal brand, walking personal brand, hired to speak, mentor, have a podcast, like those types of things. I'll get there in a minute too. This is just humanizing your brand, meaning face, voice, find models, make it where that consumer can see themselves in the shoes of the person that they're looking at. Whether you're selling clothing. Oh, I really would love that dress on me because it looks like her, her body shape's like me. Like it's literally humanizing your brand. What are you doing to showcase that? So that's one avenue. Put your face, put somebody's face, make it human. If you want to go to a coffee shop, you want more people to come into a coffee shop, set up people working at a table at your coffee shop. Take content of that. If you want to speak on stages, literally, I just talked about this with my podcast with Candy, is I wanted to speak on stages, but what's my street cred to go speak on stages? So I made my own conference, literally put on a free social media seminar, got footage of it. 2 months later, she called me to be a speaker at her event because she saw that I was a speaker because I strategically placed content on there. Exactly. So depending on what your business is, just first and foremost, humanize your brand. Second, when it comes to personal branding, what I like to do is I like to ask questions like, what are your goals? Like, what do you want to be known for? Like, do you want to build a business up, sell it, and like be a ghost and like go crawl in a hole? Cool. You don't need a personal brand. If you want to build a personal brand where you are selling or simultaneously, like Tyler, eventually will sell, but she wants to be a mentor. She wants to be a speaker. She wants to be an authority. She wants to mentor small business owners or agency holders or whatever the case may be. Then we need to simultaneously build her personal brand, which means yesterday in the meeting when we had questions, that is her prime. That is her true authoritative and mm-hmm. credibility when she is in there saying, no, this is what this means. It has nothing to do with the election year. It has nothing to do with this. It's actually like when she went on a rant, I'm like, why did I not pick up my camera? When people are so afraid to talk about
because she knows her shit
selves and they don't know what to say or how to say it. It's not that they don't know what to say or how to say. Like when I go to do a solo podcast episode, I'm like, am I even an expert? But sitting across from you and you asking me strategic questions on my expertise and knowledge, you're going to get it out of me.
Right.
That's just like if you're building a personal brand, sit across from someone, have them interview you or have a camera on when you are with a client or when you are speaking on stage, when you are in your prime and in your zone of genius in that moment, that is where the content comes. It is a lot harder, even for me, doing it 4 years, looking at a camera saying, here are the three tips of marketing. Or like, why is organic social media dead? Like, or is it dead? See, I don't even know. Like, I would look at the camera and be like, what? I don't feel like doing this today. Like, what is the answer to this? Like, I don't know. So what I would tell people like Tyler, if you are building a personal brand, is set up shoots. Get across from someone. Talk to your husband. Like, I told someone a long time ago, I was like, literally, you and your husband love bourbon. Okay. Sit at your dinner table. Y'all are busy entrepreneurs, but they wanted to build a personal brand. They want to launch a podcast. They want to do this, but they don't know where to start or where to get their content. And I was like, pour a glass of bourbon, literally turn the camera on and just talk about your day.
Yep.
Talk about what you did. Talk about what you've experienced. Talk about the shit that comes and goes. That is what makes you relatable. That is what makes you authoritative. That gives you the street cred you need. That is a personal brand. Right. And it's literally you. And so don't overcomplicate it. You literally just show up as who you are.
Right. So let's break this down. Okay. Last week we were in an agency meeting with our business coach, Casey, and I was given the pitch on social media, things like this. And I had some people in the room that really don't trust it, don't believe in it. It makes me frustrated, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what one of them said, oh, we heard at the conference yesterday, you said over the last 6 months, ever since you've been pouring into your personal brand, you've had 750,000 impressions, whatever. How many sales have you had? What she doesn't understand is my personal brand.
Pause. You've had sales, but continue.
Exactly. But my personal brand also isn't linked to the Fossil Group Insurance Advisors. My personal brand for me is faith, family, fitness, motherhood, fashion. Like that's what I love. And I haven't had sales off of that specifically. I have on LTK, but that doesn't matter.
It does matter. Anyway, continue.
When you walk into a coffee shop and someone's like,
oh, are you Caroline? Oh, I saw you on Instagram. I followed you the other day. I really like your outfit. Think that's my personal brand. That's what I'm building.
Yes.
They know who I am just because I walked into a coffee shop because they saw me on social media.
They know, like, trust you.
Right.
When they know, like, trust you, they buy from you. They convert. And with organic social media, so to that person's point, it takes time. And it especially when you build a personal brand for influencing or a personal brand for speaking or whatever it is, you have to put the time and work into it. It doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
So in 6 months, if you're in front of 750,000 eyeballs, I'm like, hell yeah, you are. Give it 6 more months.
Right.
Watch that return. Then give it 6 more months after that and then watch what happens. It's like, it's the whole thing about when people roll their eyes at this point, I'm just like, well, then you know what? Social media just isn't for you.
Exactly. If you don't want to put time in, it's like going to comparison time.
All right.
It's like going to the like gym.
Comparison time with Caroline on your Instagram.
It's like going to the gym.
She's like, no. Okay. Yeah, okay. Give me it.
You're not going to go to the gym and then 3 weeks later look like a smoke show.
I wanted to 30 minutes after I went to the gym, but I mean, it doesn't work like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I mean, we all want to, but that just makes you want to go back.
It makes you want to go back. It makes you crave it. It makes
social
you
media is the same freaking way. If you don't put the time in and the effort in, you're not going to see the results.
Quite.
That's literally people's problem with the gym. Okay, January 1st, everybody and their freaking grandma is at the gym. It's so aggravating for people that go to the gym every single day because it's like, holy cow, everyone's here.
Truly.
But then like January 15th, it's like, oh, where'd everybody go?
I literally told Allison the other day because I was on a wait list and I was like, I'm about to get on stories and tell everyone I hate this place and don't ever come because I don't want to share.
No.
Like either commit to the consistency of what goals you have or go home. So we have time for one more question.
What?
I know it flew by.
What the heck?
How I know. Do I pick? Or two. Just pick two. Whatever. Okay. I know.
Gosh, I have so many good ones. All right. We'll just have to
do a part two.
I have two more.
Okay.
Okay. You're a huge believer in batching and planning content. We talked about that. That's what we're doing today. What is your system that you have to help others do the same thing?
Oh, the membership.
Talk about it.
Oh, wow. Now you're making me unapologetically sell the membership.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pitch.
So I suck at this, but we're going to go with it. Okay. So for the longest time, people wanted to work with me, be in my world, be in my ecosystem. They wanted to make it easier. They didn't have time. They didn't have the budget. They didn't have whatever. And since we are a luxury social media agency, I never filled the gap until last year. I was like, holy shit. Like we can put this into a membership for them and it all be done for $87 a month. And literally, it's 30 days of graphics, 30 days of video content. You get once a month calls with me for an hour and a half to ask any question that you want. You have a Voxer channel to literally network with entrepreneurs all across the United States. We're in 8 different states. So, like, you're learning from people. You're in a room for $87 when that costs thousands of dollars.
You're building connections with people from different states. That in itself is worth huge. $87.
And honestly, what we've seen from the membership is this. Like people will say, I've built my entire month out in under 2 hours. I have seen huge conversion rates. People are asking me more about my services. They know me more. They're like, holy shit, we love what you're doing on social media. And Shelby, it really, you've made it so simple and so easy. And so I provided a solution to a problem I saw for 3 years. And I've had people that say it's not for me or I've had to cancel for different reasons. And I understand that completely. But this is what I'm going to tell you. If the needle is not moving and you still don't have time and you can't justify $87, hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because at this point, I'm giving you access to something that is a month-to-month thing. That's $87 that will plan your entire month, even if you wanted to post twice a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, it's 60 pieces of content.
So literally it's open. You can sign on with us. The link, we'll put it in the show notes. I think it's fabulous. We have someone that works on it, studies the algorithm to a T now. Myself or Orlando doesn't even create it anymore. We have a girl in Nigeria. She's freaking fire. I would say she's probably better than me and Elena at this point with the membership. And it's so good. You pour it. The copy is done. The content that you need is done. It tells you exactly what type of content you need to capture for the actual graphic or the video. It's plug and play. It's everything is done. And it links directly to your Canva. So it's beautiful.
It's a dream.
It's dreamy.
It's dream.
Is that a good sales pitch?
Yeah. And I need one more from you.
Okay, go.
All right. If you had to pitch Damn Good Marketing Live in 1 minute.
Oh my God, I don't have 1 minute.
Three.
You need more than 1 minute?
Maybe for this year's, but I'll do it.
Okay, 2 minutes.
I'm in control. We can just go.
Just go.
Okay, cool. So DGML this year is 3 days in New Orleans. How did that happen? I will tell you, okay? Because it makes me so excited and giddy inside, but I'm also very nervous because it's so different this year. So the first year we did 1 day, 60 people. Second year we moved to the Greenwood. We did 2 days, one half day, one full day with 130 people. And so this year I really felt called after DGML this year. I wouldn't have changed a thing. God was in that room. I cried a lot.
It was so freaking good.
I was just in awe. Even the bad feedback I got, I truly did not let it ruin any moment that I had. But I felt called. I went to dinner with the speakers when it was done. And my mission and my why is way bigger than a large conference and for you to hire me for marketing. My bigger vision is to break small town mentality, to give you the tools in order to promote your business, because that's what I'm really good at. But I want to be an advocate for anyone that has a dream or that has something that is really resting on them that they don't know what to do, how to do, or I want to be the advocate that they're going to break small town mentality, do it anyway. It doesn't matter if their family was a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. And so on my heart, I really wanted to move it to New Orleans last year. So like not last year, but in October after DGML finished, I was like, I want to go to New Orleans next year in 2025. I went through the ringer. Elaine and I reached out to probably like 20 different hotels and it just didn't work out. And I was like, okay, this is God saying, you know, we need to have it in Covington one more year. And there's nothing wrong with Covington. It is when I sat down with the speakers and we had dinner and we talked about it, they said, Shelby, your biggest thing is small town mentality. You got to get the people out of the small town.
Right.
And I've already had comments that people aren't going to drive across the lake, and that is totally fine. And this is where this DGML was born. So we were having it at the Greenwood again this year in 2025 until I had this massive feeling come over my body, aka God, saying like, no. And I was to the point of canceling it. I was like, I'm not doing it this year. I'm not doing it until we can move it to New Orleans. So you're either going to do it in November of New Orleans in New Orleans or January in New Orleans. And I reached out to some of my New Orleans girlfriends and I was like, do y'all have any options that we could look at? And they said, you should contact the Moore in Elmwood. And I was like, okay, like I've never heard of it. Like whatever. They were like, it's 10 minutes from the airport. And I was like, perfect. Mm-hmm. And I called them and they were available. And I was like, holy shit. And then it was literally like next thing after the next. And then like I had a conversation with Whitney and she's like, Shelby, people don't want another conference. They don't want another marketing conference. Like they don't want to just go drink out of a fire hose and not know what to do with it.
Right.
We're still doing that part. But we have elaborated where the first 2 days, so it's going to be November 4th through 6th, the 4th and 5th, are going to be for 10 to 20 people. It will not be probably advertised on social media. It's going to be literally whatever my gut thinks is the right people, because I want to know who's in that room. I want to curate them. I want to know what they do in their business, because the first 2 days are straight up masterminding. I'm bringing in top level experts. I'm going to be speaking a shit ton. We're going to be pen to papering it. I have another marketing person. I'm bringing an email person. I'm bringing in a storyteller. I'm bringing in the people that we need, the keys to success to build a marketing plan to go into 2026 with. So in 2 days, I am very confident that you're going to be like, this is what I need to do in 2026. And this is what I am going to implement. And then we have 1 day, which is the 6th. There's only 50 tickets available for the full day of conference. And it's really great speakers. Some have been there in the past. Some are going to be new. That's going to pour into you. It's going to be all about business. It's going to be, I'm bringing my own personal attorney and I'm going to tell personal stories of like what I've gone through this year. Holy shit. I didn't know this crazy things could happen. And it's just going to be pouring into, but the whole goal of this DGML is not to have another marketing conference or not to just sell out. It's for people that want to be in the room, that right. want to invest in themselves. It is a higher ticket. It is more of an investment to be in the room. It is more of you actually pouring into your business and getting vulnerable with people that are at the same level as you. There's a reason why it's priced the way it is. There's a reason why it is structured the way it is. There's a reason why it's where it is. There's all strategy behind it. And I'm super excited and I'm so freaking nervous that I don't
I can't wait.
No, I'm just, my word of the year was surrender. And I felt it on my heart that, you know, it can't be in Covington again. I love Covington. I does not mean I'm not going to have events here. Cause I love events. I love people in a room, but I will say this until I'm blue in the face or till I die. Even if it's just one person that buys a ticket, you are what you put into your business. 100%. Your business will be successful by whatever you do to move the needle.
Yes.
If you want to be in a room of game changers and like-minded individuals that aren't just like, hey, I went to Shelby's conference and she had so many motivational speakers and she told me to do this, but I don't have time when I leave. This is not this room.
It felt so good in the moment, but then I left and I just decided like, I just don't have time.
You don't have time. So our goal this year is workshopping, masterminding, and then we end it on a beautiful speaker day where it's, we're still learning. You're still going to learn, but you're going to know so much about your business. It's going to be like yesterday. It's going to be like, you're going to know your numbers. You're going to know where you put shit. You're going to know where you should spend stuff. You're going to know where your demographic is. You're going to know what's going to work for your business and what's not. You get some content out of it. The first 2 days we're going to have, you're going to get brand photos depending on what package you pick. You're going to have content that you get to walk out with. It's going to be just so, it's something that we've seen a necessity for that it's just so good. And I'm super excited.
I'm pumped. It's literally an event that could change your life if you take the risk and go.
And go.
Because change your life as in you take everything that you learn, you take it back to your business, you implement it, the needle moves, your business is successful, your life is changing.
And now you made connections with people that are literally
that you didn't know before.
And they're literally like, I want to burn my house. I mean, my house, my business down today, tomorrow, and I'm going to work at Costco. They know you're not serious. They know that you what you're going through. And so you get to pour into each other. So I'm pretty freaking pumped. And we launch, I'll say this because this will put a fire under my ass. We launch the 1 day tickets, 50 people only. It launches to the email list first. So if you're not on it,
you
might miss it. But on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th.
Yay.
And then very soon, if you hear this episode and you want to know more about the mastermind, I have a list, an ongoing list of people that have already said they're interested. So our slots may be filled, but if you want to get on that wait list, shoot me a DM.
How can they get on your email list?
Shoot me a DM and you literally just type DGMO and I will send you the link to get on my email list. So you are first to know, because I have a feeling it's going to be a good year.
I can't freaking wait.
All right, guys, I love this. We're going to have a part two. That was such a good conversation.
I know, we talk too much.
We do. Okay, guys, if you like this episode, like, comment, share. Thank you, Caroline, for last night agreeing to come interview me in our awkwardness at the beginning. But guys, until next time, let's freaking get it. And that's a wrap on another episode of Damn Good Marketing Podcast. Thank you all so much for being here. Make sure you comment, review, share it with a friend. Come back next week. And until next time, let's freaking get it.